Spank Wagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
Oh my God, it has been far too long coming from a room with microphones in front of me that were meant to be in front of me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night and you know what that means, don't ya? Tonight, we got absolutely no guests. We've got absolutely nowhere to go but the studio itself. We are here for you. We are Spank Wagon Radio. And of course, tonight, we're full complement. Which means, with me, Big Daddy Decaf, say hello.
What's going on, y'all? Been a long fucking time.
Long time. And of course, man in the cameras, Mr. Murphy. Say hello, Mr. Murphy. Turn on.
What up, bitches?
There you go.
Joining you, motherfucker, you're joining me.
Good point. Of course, if you're listening to us, whether it's podcast or live, you need to go to spankwagon.net. Use the site. Contact us. Be our friend. Fucking tweet. Whatever. But right now, if you're live, get in the chat room.
Jizz Dab's comment. It's fucking hilarious.
All right.
I still have to play.
You're still dying.
I want to rub my nipples on another hot bitch's nipples. Now that's awesome.
Wait, is Jizz Dab a chick? Because if she's a chick, that's cool. If that's a dude,
I don't know, dude. I really don't know. All right, Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
What's going on, man?
Murph, I got to apologize.
For what?
We left you so abandoned last week.
Dude.
I mean, there was abandoned, and then there was what we left you.
Yeah, no, that's some fucked up shit, Trencher.
Dude, I was like the unwanted stepchild last week, man. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Last week.
The day of the show, I get all you guys going, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be here.
By the way, I can't be here.
At least I said a white boy as my replacement.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Really
needed
that.
You just said no replacement. At least I said a replacement.
I did, actually. I sent studio engineer Khan.
Yeah, thanks. Really appreciate that one.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's
who I said.
That's called dead air.
You didn't hear last week's show. He would tell a joke. He would try and tell a funny racist joke.
Oh, that was good.
Usually when someone tells a bad joke, you're like, oh, whatever, dude. Not me. He tells a bad joke, and I just went nothing. I just let it sit.
Just.
I let it ferment a little bit, and then I would look at him and go, really? That's what you brought to my show? Wow. That's why he engineers the Hash show. That's why he doesn't engineer our show, because, dude, he can't hang.
Yeah, I
know. Not with this show. Hey, by the way, let's we're in a new studio, and this is my first
time.
This is my first time kind of doing a show in the new studio. I mean, we've been playing on the mics, and then I died. came back to life sometime after the weekend, you know, so here I am. This is nice, although it's really weird because I'm all alone. And yet again, I'm on the other side of the fucking wall. Who put up the wall? Oh, yeah. We had to put the wall back up.
The wall back up.
So sad.
Yeah, I missed this wall. I saw the wall and got hard on and shit, you know, the other day when I came in the studio.
Oh, Jesus. You love the fucking wall.
I love
really,
the wall.
Not really, because I always blocked the titty shots, because the titty shots were always on the opposite side of me. But now that I got Mr. Pimp Murphy on my side, I get titties next to me. I love it.
Actually, you'll get titties between us.
See, you guys.
Why isn't that what? Fantastic?
Actually, yeah, I won't mind your hairy chest on mine. I mean.
Why? Dude, I don't have a hairy chest. Are you kidding me?
I know. That's the bad part. You haven't shown me yet.
Dude, look.
Yeah, you know, hair.
I got hair here. Let's show the folks at home. Let's start this show off right. Look at that. Damn. Nothing, dude. Nothing.
You got a couple.
Dude, I'm all dumpy now. I used to have a 6-pack, and now I got like a 12-pack. That's exactly what that is.
Well, at least you're not in your underwear doing the show, man.
I did raff naked last week, by the way. I sat there with nothing but a cock ring on. It was fantastic. Gia Ray showed up like at the last second too. She's like, "Oh my god!"
She's like, "I like the new studio." Bitch, you haven't been in the new studio. How the fuck you know what it's like?
That's what I'm talking about. Bitch, how you gonna know?
Yeah, really.
Gia Ray hates me right now. Either it's Gia Ray or Gia Ray's girlfriend. I can never really tell. They're kind of alike, I guess. She hates me because I got her playing mobsters on MySpace.
Yeah, she said. She told me that. She said, "I played all fucking day."
Nice.
Does the new studio smell like fermented jock straps? Not yet. Give it a couple of weeks. We'll have that roasty smell going.
Let me eat some ass cheese and, you know.
Here's the downside. In the old studio, if one of us farted, no one knew. Yeah. In this studio, if one of us farts, everybody knows. Wow.
Or you blow up the toilet. Shit. Well, the bathroom doesn't look that bad in here, Shay.
Well, you know what? The nice thing about the bathroom, though, is
it's not in the studio.
So people don't have to sneak in. We actually are alone.
People sneaking in like Scooby and Shaggy before. I used to do that.
No, you just can't go and sit down on the fucking toilet and take a shit in there, man. You have to like put like 45 pieces of fucking toilet tissue around the seat. that was a dirty motherfucker.
No, no, this shit was disgusting. Oh, I cleaned the bathroom. I changed out toilet seats. I still have plumbing to do.
Here's a tip for you kids. When you move into a house and it's a real, you know, festering shithole like this place was, bring yourself an OCD freak like Trent. That place gets cleaned up in a heartbeat.
Yeah. It does. It does. It does. So, what'd you guys think of the new intro?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, people love... Decaf, call me. Why? People love...
It's the middle of the show, bitch!
What?
Oh my god!
No, people.
Decaf, call me. I know you're on the air and all, but fuck it. I'm more important. I'm more. What's that sound? Murphy's choking her out.
Jesus.
Oh my god!
Back to the question. Eat dicks. I know, but people like.
Eat dick. You're all cock-blocked. Wait, is that the noise Mustache made?
This motherfucker threw up out there a wine cooler and shit.
I've had a Zima. Woo!
I hung out with him, man. He drank like a beer and fucking threw up afterwards.
Beer?
Yes, he threw up after a fucking beer.
Man, but, funny.
I forgot what was the question?
Jiznab asked, do you guys snort cocaine in the bathroom? No, we only snort cocaine off our supermodel girlfriend's asses. That's all we do. That's it.
I got like two of them, right? Oh, Gia Ray left the chat. I guess she wanted me to call her.
Tranny Jizz Shooters install one.
Whoops. Hey, let's just mark it down. First time we've ran off any of our listeners in the new studio about 10 minutes into the show.
Not bad. Not bad. 10, yeah, exactly. Well, 9 minutes in, and we're chasing shit away. All right. we love you, Gia. No, seriously.
Please come back. Yes. Come back, sweetie. All
right. Fuck, what did you ask me, though? Something about the studio,
seriously,
right?
Seriously. You're actually trying to think of something.
No, you asked me a question. I'm trying to.
Let's see. What do you think of the new intro?
Oh, the new intro. No, somebody said, I think it was just, somebody said it was a new intro and they really liked it. I don't know who.
Cool.
It was earlier.
The one from last week's show?
Last week's show was funny.
Last week's show, I hijacked it.
Last week's show made me realize, yes, it was time to retire that intro. This intro, at least, is pretty pretty fun. So, good timing on it, too.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, it's a nice intro, man. Oh, man.
So hey, someone wants to know if there's a glory hole in the studio bathroom. I guess you'll have to find out, because our last bathroom had a video camera.
Yep.
So, I guess the answer would be, come on down and find out. Actually, you know what? The studio, it's not bad. Now that it's finally coming together and now that we're finally in here doing a show.
It's not so bad.
No, this really isn't all that bad. I like it.
The area is decent. I mean, it's a great place to go if you need to score meth.
Totally.
And
absolutely.
Totally hot.
I love the dog fights next door. Those are fantastic.
The drunken karaoke on Wednesday nights is hilarious. Oh, God. The people next door. Oh, my God.
Drunken karaoke on Wednesday.
But it's only like four people. So it's you hear, Tainted love. Whoa. Tainted love.
That sounds like my crowd.
Yeah, it is. Well, your crowd quit. Your crowd went out of business.
I feel like I got to get away. Tommy, pass me another 40. So.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So we got new advertiser this week.
We do.
Explain our new advertiser.
Explain our new advertiser.
Is it Geico?
No. Close. Close, actually.
Close. No,
it's in the same vein.
We have. You know what? Do you want to just play the ad?
Well, I was going to play it during the break. Okay, we mentioned him before.
Oh, it's an ad with me not in it?
I did it like last week. I just...
Like all the advertisements we have on the show with me. I've never read any of the advertisements.
Really?
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 You sure about this?
Yes.
100% sure. So yes. You're not going to
hold on. Hold on. Let's take this.
What? This?
This isn't,
you?
You?
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up to...
Now, if that isn't you, who is that?
Did we go to Rent a Negro that day?
That was Clizzle.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I got one advertisement, a whole station. One advertisement.
Everyone has only one, maybe me. I got one as Quaalude.
But I'm not talking about those advertisements. I'm talking about the advertisements that get put together by other shows and some of our sponsors who always leave me the fuck out and all the everything they do it.
That's because you stumble and mumble your way through things. No one can understand what you're saying.
Or you overpower the mic because you're a very strong black man.
No. Look.
You two want to buy a Charlie Brown trumpet.
I got an idea. Say something really, really funny. That way one of our syndicates can cut it out and make a whole new promo out of it. So say something funny. Go.
Nigga, what?
Well, it's a start. Jody, if you're listening.
Where's Jody? Oh, yeah. I forgot. She shows it when I'm not here. That's right.
No, not that Jody.
Not that Jody.
The
Canadian Jody.
From Steel City.
Oh, is that Steel City?
Who does all of those awesome promos for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We build Steel City, these motherfuckers.
No, we have a new ad to run during the show promoting a sponsor.
Yes, what? Another sponsor.
What?
Yes.
And we've talked about it before. It's Dad's
Garage.
I was going to say Pop's Garage, but yeah, Dad's Garage.
Dad's Garage, yeah. So,
Oh, we finally got an advertisement for
them? Yeah, they said to me, are you finally going to record those things? And I'm like... Look, guys, I've been trying to, but I haven't exactly had a studio to
even
do it.
Even at home.
I could do it in my bathroom if you want, but you'd hear the flushing sound of like my 18 children.
As opposed to the flushing sound of this show going down the drain weekly here at the LV Rock Studio.
Okay, hold on a sec. Cyan just gave you a suggestion to say. Say it, and I will cut it out and make a promo out of it.
I'm going to pork a powdered sugar donut. How you want me to say it, man?
I want you to say it enthusiastically.
I want you to say it within a minute.
Say, I'm going to...
He can't even do it.
Say, I'm going to pork a powdered sugar donut.
That's the closest thing to a white bitch he's got all week.
Hey. Say, nigga, I'm going to pork a powdered sugar motherfucking donut. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm not going to stick in my ass and pull it out, eat it like it's a jelly one, motherfucker.
How about... I'm going to pork me a powdered sugar donut, my nig. That's called a callback, folks.
A fucking place for your host. You're an anus motherfucker.
Anus hosting? Anus hosting. I'm going to host my anus somewhere.
I've never even thought of that before, how close Canis Hosting
sounds
God.
Like anus hosting. Dan, what have you done? I'm currently hosting my anus inside of a pair of Fruit of the Looms and Old Navy jeans.
My anus wants to get free. Fart time.
God. Is those your shoes you have to send back and reorder and send back
yeah,
and reorder?
Yeah, these are my Caterpillar shoes.
I like those shoes. They are nice. I can't talk shit about you for doing that.
He gave me so much shit about my shoes.
Guys, guess give what? You no shit.
Oh, God damn it.
Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Hey folks, Chris Murphy from Spankwagon Radio here. I want to let you know that, yes, I may be a comic genius and the ladies love me, but when it comes to working on my own car, I am a fucking noob. Luckily for me, the guys at Dad's Garage take care of me every time I have an issue. Everything from brake jobs, oil changes, all the way up to things like getting a transmission rebuilt. Even if you have yourself a little hot rod, these are the guys you're going to want to check out. They're at 3425 North Rancho Drive, just north of Cheyenne. 702-880-0992. Tell them the guys from Spankwagon Radio and LV Rock sent you. I guarantee you will enjoy it and have a great time. Well, you won't really have a great time, but you'll enjoy it because they're not going to rip you off and charge you like $1 million. Tell you they had to replace some part that doesn't actually exist on your vehicle and then break something else so they have to come back in the next week. So we've all seen those reports on television. God, I love those reports on television. You know what? The last time I took my car there, when I came back, I still had all the change in the car. That was awesome. Check them out. Dad's Garage, 3425 North Rancho Drive, 702-880-0992.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
Wow, I picked the wrong song to come in on.
I know, dude. I fucking love this song.
I'm sorry. Sort of.
No, let it run. Let it run, because I want to.
Who listens to the soft love song music bullshit?
Dude, you never... Turn it back up. You've never heard this. Because this is white people music.
I don't listen to love songs.
So. Hey, he listens to white people music, James fucking Taylor.
What?
I don't listen to fucking white music. I don't listen to love songs and none of that bullshit.
Dude, this is Foo Fighters. This is not some crazy-ass love song shit.
I like Foo Fighters.
Niggers, now we learn the truth.
Did you call me nigger?
I think he did. No. Oh. No.
No, I think he said nigger. I think he said nigger,
didn't
he?
I think so.
He said niggers.
Hold on. Everybody needs to see that move again. No. Like, what about? Oh, fuck it. They're right.
He said niggers, man. He did say niggers. I was
looking in the chat room. Everybody thinks I'm the closet racist anyway. It's like, fuck it.
There's nothing
it.
Closet about it. Love this song. This whole album just kicks ass.
Almost all Foo Fighters albums kick ass.
Oh. It's awesome. All right, you can fade it. All right. We got a show to do. I'll just listen to it on the way home. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Why you got chocolate donuts over there, right?
Why do I got chocolate donuts over there?
Thinking about that black girl who used to eat her ass out.
That's right, dude.
Well, you see, he likes to... Well, it reminds him of Foxy.
No, it's not
see,
Foxy.
Those aren't little chocolate donuts.
No.
Those are Foxy anuses.
You know what chick I'm talking about.
Oh, Nikki, yeah. No, this is too dark to be Foxy. Foxy's more caramel colored.
She's the caramel.
She'd be the crumb covered.
The crumb covered.
The crumb. Oh, wait.
Oh, that'd be a little too close to herpes around the asshole on that one. So.
God.
Wow, no. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. It's been a while since we've done this. So
it's been a while since we've done
this. So let's do this real. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
You threw me out of the
Rickon,
bus.
Rickon, frickin,
folks,
frickin,
you
just
are
boom,
listening.
Bah.
Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Murphy.
I'm Alabama. Where's our host? We do got.
We haven't done that in a while.
Alabama. I was here for that show. Yeah. Slamming Alabama.
Wow.
The motherfuckers eating round steak. You know,
all right. What are we doing first?
We got a
laundry list of things to do.
You know what? Speaking of closet racist and shit.
Yeah.
You sent me this video link. What is this?
Oh, this is great.
What is this shit that you sent me?
This is awesome. Okay, so everybody and I hate to make.
Oh, and let's open up the phone lines right now.
Absolutely.
So because we finally have a telephone and it's been 2 months since we've actually been able to use our own telephone. 1-866 LV Rocks.
That number still exists?
Yes. 1-866-587-6257.
Hey, Jiznap, I am not afraid of vagina. Your mother's works just fine.
Who was the first fucker on the phone?
Yeah, who's going to be there? We haven't gotten a real call yet, so...
What me a real call?
I mean, we haven't gotten a call in yet. I did some testing on Raph, but we haven't gotten a... That call...
was the first one.
Yes, but we had that evil, wicked...
Oh, God, that sounded
echo.
Like shit last week.
So, and you don't count. You're a host. You and I will call each other and just fuck around on the
phone.
What
was it? It was the echo at first. Was it echo the whole time I talked?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was really nasty. All right, so we have someone on the line. Spank.
Whoa, only just barely.
What?
Only just barely I can...
Only
barely hear you.
You can barely hear us.
Barely hear us?
Well, turn up your motherfucking phone.
That's the red slider. The red slider there.
Yeah. Right?
The red slider's up.
I can't hear what you're saying. Speak up, sonny.
Are you serious, Vert?
Yes, I am.
How?
I'm having to press my ear against the headphone. I can make you out if I turn off all
you can
everything
make,
else
yeah,
in the room that makes noise.
You ain't making out with me, motherfucker.
You know, I don't know what he's talking about because you
turn the red
great.
Slider up a little bit.
Okay. How about now?
No change. Anyway, congratulations on the new studio. Place looks good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, we have Vert calling in. You know what? We're going to hold you on hold, Vert. Why don't someone else call in? We got Vert on hold right now.
Oh, party line.
The fuck happened to my hold? All right, let's try that. Okay, now his ass is on hold. I'm hearing digital artifacting in my ears.
Yeah, so am I. That's what happens when you let studio engineer Khan set up the phone system.
So
it's all done, guys.
I want to see the rollover. I want to see someone else call in and roll over on the other line. We'll
please.
Hold Vert on
1-866 LV Rocks. 1-866-587-6257.
Because hold on. Let me take a look. The phone switch is up there, and, well, it's not smoking, so
but
far so
good.
There's
that cool, you hear that in the background.
Yeah, that digital artifact.
That's what happens. Engineer Khan was tweaking with those little dials up there.
Why did he tweak them? They weren't bad. They didn't get unadjusted.
I don't know.
Not like fucking magic. All right. So while we're waiting for another call, Vert's going to sit on hold for a bit.
Thanks, Vert. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Vert.
I'd send you porn if I thought you'd look at it.
Yeah, really, huh? So Vert's going to sit on hold. And
low nipples. I'm shy.
So this video.
Yes, okay. This video.
I hate to make light of this, but you guys know about a week or so ago, there was a shooting in
Oakland, California,
where four police officers were shot and killed by one man.
talk about my cousin, man.
people have been protesting. People have been doing their thing there to kind of combat that. And, mm-hmm. You know, this is a horrible tragedy, and a lot of the community's really rallied around these four cops. Except for one small section of the community. And I have to say, it is a very small section of the community.
Oh, shit. What is it doing way over on fucking 4?
We told you that was going to happen.
Oh, that's right. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Man, you guys are really quiet. Damn.
All right, we'll have to tweak it.
So, Rev, we're really quiet. Well, we got Vert and... Oop, I just dropped Rev. Sorry. I was going to bring everybody up on the board.
To the Rev.
I dropped Rev. But anyhow, just shut up for a second, Vert, and listen to Murph.
So, look at that. You know what? Hold on. Hey, Vert. How you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Thanks for being the first official listener caller on the show. Appreciate that. Rev, rob a liquor store. He is number 2. Really appreciate that.
I dumped his button. Let me lock him in. That should be Rev.
Rev, you air?
Try our baby oil.
Whoa,
wow, that's
go.
Really low.
Yeah, I get blasted when he says something, and then I have to press... the ear again.
So you can't hear us, and yet you can hear
us. We obviously have some work to do on the phone lines, guys.
You can't hear me? That's fucking
all right.
Impossible.
Let me put Vert on hold real quick and see if it does what I think it's going to do. Rev? Damn, this
guys,
thing
you know
is
what?
Jacked.
We're going to cut you loose. Thank you very much
for
calling.
It looks like
Spank
we got more
Wagon
work
Radio. It's always a work in progress.
We get callers.
Hey, Con. Way to go, dude. Anyway, so this video.
Y'all let Con set the phones up?
Jeez. Never mind. Look, I tried to set it up. I couldn't. He's sitting here trying to get me to set up the phone line while I'm trying to do my show. And it's like, dude, I've got a show to do here. We'll work on the phone when I'm done. Anyway, so this video is a small section of the community that has decided that they are going to rally around the shooter. Now, I don't want anyone to draw any conclusions or maybe come up with anything that they, you know, any preconceived notions about the individuals who would be supporting the shooter. Not at all. Trencher, this is where you press play.
Sorry.
Thanks for playing along. Here's a copy of our home game.
He ain't going nowhere, man. LaVille, Mixon, man. That's what we screaming out here, man.
East Oakley King. East Oakley King. 82nd and Burst.
That's my cousin, man.
Oakley King.
Don't have to do it like that.
Always messing with somebody. That's what I got to say.
They always want to shoot him.
They always want to shoot somebody.
We're here today to do no different than what you saw yesterday as they paid their respects for their slain comrades. We pay respect for a young brother who we felt symbolized the resistance of African people who are terrorized daily by the police force, which are an occupying army in the African community.
Pause that,
and
Trench.
Not just
pause
here
that.
In Oakland, but all throughout this country. You see-
That's right. The police are an occupying force in the African American community.
Yeah, well, it's kind of true.
Not really.
No, it is kind of true, dude.
Not really.
I must say, when I grew up, man, on the west side of Las Vegas, the cops are on patrol, man. They're like a gang. They are like a gang. They're on every corner. They're waiting for anyone to do anything, even if you're walking down
like
the street.
Like shoot somebody,
no,
sell
even,
some
no,
crack.
Even if you're walking down the street, they're fucking, I've been harassed a lot of times. Even when I was like 16, 17.
Well, it's because you look like a thug.
How did I kid and fucking play? How the fuck I look like a thug? You see the size of my fucking glasses
hey,
on
hey,
in
look,
high school?
You match the description, okay, pal?
And they told me that twice. They told me that twice I matched the description.
Okay, now it's
but no, there still ain't no reason to shoot four cops.
No, no, no. Now, but these people are supporting the shooter.
Yeah, that's
bad. Press play, Trench. It gets even more interesting.
See, every day, black people are dying at the hands of the police. Oscar Grant was no blip on the radar screen. Only thing that made Oscar Grant what it was caught on video. So we look at LaVille Mixon, who was not political, who is not an activist, but who took the stand that we hope people take in terms of resistance to a very vicious, a very brutal, colonial system where the police are the first arm of the state, and that the police do not represent anything good in the African community. That's a historical fact.
Hit pause there, Trench.
I don't make that up, and that's the reality that we deal with. So again, Lavelle
represented
that, and we're here to pay respect for a brother who we think took a very righteous stand in the face of all kinds of terror that comes down.
He took a righteous stand by killing four cops.
Word.
How in the fuck is this? What kind of a fucking... Okay, here's the deal. If you think we live in a colonial system, and you don't like it, and you think the police are an occupying force in the African-American community in this country, I have some advice for you. Move! Get the fuck out! If you don't like it, leave! That's the beauty of this country. If you don't like it here, you don't have to stay. You can go. You go to Canada, go to Mexico, go back to Africa, go to Europe. Go anywhere you want. If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
Well, I got a question for you, Murphy. When you look back at some of the pictures, some of the old black and white pictures, you see, when you see a black dude hanging and like a group of like 60, 70 white people around them fucking laughing and having a good ass time. Do you feel like, oh, man, that's fucked up? Or are you just like, oh, well, that's just what happened?
No, I say that's fucked up. That's absolutely fucked up. And in no way, shape, or form is this isn't racially biased. When someone sits there and bitches about this country, I don't care if they're black, white, Asian, African. I don't give a fuck what they are. If you don't like it here, you are absolutely free to leave. And if you are going to sit there and praise this guy, and later on in this video, they call him a hero and a soldier.
Harold, a soldier.
If you're going to go ahead and praise a guy who goes out and kills four cops for no reason other than to kill four cops, if you're going to praise him for that, that's fucked up. I'm not some right-wing political guy. I'm not an activist. I don't sit here and go, if you don't like this country, love it or leave it. No. That's not what I'm saying. Absolutely feel free to disagree with the system. Absolutely. Debate it all you want. But don't fucking sit there.
Dirty D in the house. But
oh, my God. But don't sit there and try to make this guy into a hero because he went out of his way to kill four cops. It's not like he accidentally did it. It's not like these were four cops that were continually beating him for years. Dirty cops like that deserve to get caught and shot. These guys were just four cops doing their job. And he went out of his way to kill them, and these people are calling him a hero because of this colonial fucking system, apparently?
There's no way this dude is a hero. And the only reason why some people do feel that way is because it wouldn't be a situation if it didn't really exist. And in places, especially like Oakland, you know, Vegas is okay. You know, the cops are shitty here. But when you get into the areas where the cops think everybody's a gang member, every black person's doing drugs, every person's got to be a criminal. And, I mean, you get that way when you get a badge and a gun. And not saying that I would be any different. If I got a badge and a gun, I'd be like, I'm an authority figure. I'm going to turn my lights on and go fucking pass you, pass by you, make you pull over, and then fucking keep going through the red light just because I fucking can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's kind of shitty, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is a power draw. And, you know, I don't give a fuck who you are, black, white, whatever. No one should shoot anybody and call anybody a fucking hero for killing four people, you know,
in cold blood.
You know what I mean? I can understand why the dude's saying, because he's probably there. He's there all the time. He's fucking ignorant as shit. You know what I'm saying? He's ignorant, but I mean, I'm not going to knock it and say there's no truth to it. There is a truth to it. And there's a lot of bad shootings. And a lot of cops, you know, do gang up on people, and they are like a gang half the time. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't praise anybody for anything. I don't, you know, I'm not, if I was white, I wouldn't praise the KKK for hanging somebody.
No.
Just like I'm not going to praise a black person for shooting four cops. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. These four cops, every day, leave their families, leave their wife and kids, go to a place that's probably pretty far from where they live. Most cops don't like to be stationed close to their own homes. They go into a building, they put on a bulletproof vest, they put on a gun, and I'd say about 75% of them, because there is a good chunk of them that are dirty cops, 75% of them go out into the world and try to help people. Granted, they may get a little power hungry sometimes, and they may be a little dickish about things, but 75% of those cops are putting their asses on the line every day so that guys like you and me and this asshole can feel somewhat safe walking down the street.
Well, as a matter of fact, how do you feel about the situation, Trisha?
Well, no, that I sat down and got done working on the phone, which may actually be better now for anybody who calls in 1-866-LV-ROCKS and let us know your opinion of the phone in this comment. you know what? Honestly, I think that these are this socialist party thing. I don't think they understand exactly what they're trying to say. I really don't. I don't think they understand what they're trying to support. I don't think they understand what they're trying to say. I don't think they. I mean, they're saying, oh, it's a good thing, you know, we've got all these colonial. There's nothing colonial about this police. System. There's nothing colonial, you know, about this. These are cops. These are officers of the law who, you know, if we can only assume these are four good cops. Can only assume. We can only assume that they're not instigators or troublemakers or on a take or anything
well,
like that.
Well, do you think that the cops are going to retaliate? Do
you think absolutely.
They've already started to. Oakland is in a bit of a problem right now. The cops have already started to retaliate.
See, the problem here is it wasn't race related.
And how's that not a gang?
Huh?
How's that not a gang activity?
How is it
you retaliate
okay.
from a shooting?
So wait a minute. So when we bombed Nagasaki and Hiroshima in the 50s,
40s.
In the 40s, excuse me, we were retaliating. Was that a gang activity?
That was war. That's war, different. War. That was
war.
Hold on.
War's on a huge scale.
This guy's going to say something in here in a little bit that is going to infuriate you, especially considering what black people in this country have gone through. Press play.
Our community at the hands of the police.
Must go. Must
yeah,
go.
It's a goddamn march.
Must go.
There's a goddamn march.
The march in itself is a symbol to organize people and let people know that there's another side of the coin. There's a voice out here. This is the voice of the slave. What you heard yesterday was the voice of the slave master. The reality is we're a colonial people who are oppressed, and we want economic development and social justice is what we demand.
You know what? No, you know what? Everybody, wait, hold on. Everybody wants economic development and social justice. That's rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit, mind you.
But the fact that he says we're hearing today the slave, yesterday was the man. I'm like, what?
Wait. That's not even what I was talking about. But I saw Decaf's face. I saw that jaw muscle start to clench when he says that.
All right, let's play.
He's a true hero, a soldier. A lot of people wouldn't come.
That's his mother yelling.
He was a fool to kill them police because they were scared to speak out. But
oh no, that's another lady yelling.
Like a boss, a true boss, a real black man. We send our condolences. Don't think we are monsters. Don't make him out to be a monster because we not like that.
Now they're having a candlelight vigil.
Yeah. Power concedes the power. And what we're about with
here
the movement is trying to organize for black power, just like what we saw here in the 60s with the Black Panther Party.
Pause that right there. What the Black Panthers did in the 1960s, they were fighting for equal rights. They were fighting against injustice.
Civil liberties.
They were fighting for civil liberties. They were truly, truly trying to put right what had gone wrong. They were pulling the Sam Beckett. This guy just equated himself and his party's actions to the Black Panther Party. Hmm. How does that make you feel, Decaf? And I got to put you on the spot because you're the only black guy in the studio. How does that make you
feel?
How
does it make me feel? Well... I know you say it's drama, so, but the thing is, to me, it's not the first time I've heard it. You know, people always try to justify a reason for why something else, you know, is going on. You know, oh, this happened. Well, it's because this, that. Half the time, there's no reason. All it is pretty much is that it was a crazy fucking dude who went and shot four fucking cops. Period. That's all it was. It was just homicide. It was a murder. You know, he killed him, and then they killed him, and he was like, oh, I'm not going to go out like no bitch. And yep. He pulled out his Glock and fucking start firing, and then they fucking killed him. That's all it came down to. But for every situation, it's always, like, over-dramatized, blown out of proportion, and, you know, it made bigger than what it is. So, you know, they're trying to say, you know, they're saying that, oh, well, this is a this is like the Black Panther Party, which, you know, you don't know no fucking history because you're destroying all the fucking history of the Black Panther Party by fucking saying it, which is your point. And yeah, it does upset me. It upsets me, period, when I hear people talk about anything historical and they fucking just totally butcher the whole idea.
They twist it for their own personal reason.
You know, just like the Republicans say, well, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. he freed slaves. Like, what the fuck? It was a whole different party back then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So just like the Black Panther in that time, it was a whole different time. But what it is, what it comes down to is just a bunch of inner people pretty much trying to justify some shit. That's not really justifiable. I can't justify someone shooting anybody. Any human being killing another person just because I got a gun and I'm going to fucking go kill you. You know, and that goes the same way for the cops. I don't, you know, cops have a thing where they feel like they have their guns and their badge and they feel like they're the boss. They tell you what to do because they just told my wife. They just like try to swear my wife, but he actually apologized afterwards. You know, he was like, well, you listen to me. I'm an authority. I could tell you to pull over and do whatever mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, whatever, so, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, she was telling me the story of like typical fucking cop, you know, thinking they can, you know, tell whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but when you're in a hot area where it's a lot of gang activity, it's a lot of crime, you know, and everybody dislike each other. It's kind of, it is like, okay, you're hearing it. For me, as a black person, I hear it, and I'm like, okay, just more ignorant people fucking turn the camera off, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, I don't know exactly what they're dealing with the cops. I don't know if the cops have been around jabbing. You know, sometimes when people come around and they sweat you, the cops come, jab the fucking nightsticks in your chest, tell you you're a motherfucker, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're going to feel like, oh, man, fuck these cops. Fuck them, you know. And I can understand the anger and the rage because, you know, I can see it. But at the same time, I can never make anybody a hero for anyone who pulls out a gun and shoot any fucking body, yep. Period, no matter what race you are.
Now, the other thing about this, and we'll move on here in just a second. The other thing about this is I feel that this group – what is it they were called again, Trench?
Ah, oh, fuck, something Socialist Party.
There was something like the African American Socialist Party, something like that. They're politicizing this guy's actions for their own gain. And I hate it when somebody does that. When you take something completely unaffiliated and you just politicize it for your own gain. Like Joe the Plumber.
Or the Martin Luther King website that's all about the KKK and,
oh my God,
and
really?
How he slept with all these different women and all this other shit. Ugh.
I hate it when you politicize a figure for your own personal gain and have nothing to do or any kind of anything to do with the original. So, moving right along, speaking to tweaking history and adjusting things, I'm going to post a link here in the chat room in just a second. There's an artist, and her name is Justine Lay. And Justine Lay, in my opinion, is a wonderful human being. This woman is just awesome. Let me post this link here in the chat room here. There we go. Justine Lay is painting a series of self-portraits that are pictures of her having sex, or portraits of her having sex with every U.S. president in chronological order.
Okay.
My personal favorite is Washington. You can see here. Mr. Washington, who's doing it right, who's getting himself a handful of ass while she's riding him. I think there's a reverse cowgirl.
Only Spankwagon could go from a deep racial conversation to fucking a woman fucking
president.
Oh, my
God, that's hilarious.
This woman she's a genius. Oh, wait, here. Oh, my God, here's her blowing Lincoln. I am not kidding. Look at this right here. Here she is blowing Lincoln. So it is a picture. It's portraits, and the art, I got to say, art isn't all that great. But let's read the statement. This is the statement she put on her website. It's called Join or Die.
Grover Cleveland? She was fucking...
She's doing all of them. I can't wait to see her and Obama. That's going to be the one I can't wait for.
Oh, dear.
In Join or Die, I paint myself having sex with the presidents of the United States of America in chronological order. I am interested in humanizing and demythologizing the presidents by addressing their public legacies and private lives. The presidency itself is seemingly immortal and an impenetrable institution. By inserting myself in its timeline, actually, sweetie, you're inserting its timeline in you, I attempted to locate something intimate and mortal. I use this intimacy to subvert authority, but it demands that I make myself vulnerable along with the presidents. A power lies in rendering these patriarchal figures in a possible object of shame, ridicule, and desire, but it is a power that is constantly negotiated.
It's grass making her.
I approach the spectacle of sex in politics with a certain playfulness. It would be easy to let the images slide into territory that's strictly pornographic, the lurid and hardcore and predictably controversial. One could also imagine a series preoccupied wearing the fuck the man symbolism on its sleeve. But I wish to move beyond these things and make something playful and tender and maybe a little ambiguous, but exuberantly so. This, I feel, is the most humanizing act I can do. I personally think if she really wanted to demystify things, she could have put herself in lesbian poses with the first ladies. so that, check those out, guys. Your thoughts on that, Tredge?
You know what? I don't have any thoughts, really. I think it's just hilarious that someone wants to do that. And I don't, I guess if you got to do it, you got to do it. You know, if you got it, this is how you're going to demystify
demythologicalize.
Yeah, if you're going to try that shit, can't really beat it.
I think someone's got a president fetish. I think that's what it really comes down to.
Well, you know.
What about you, Decav? What do you think on that, being the big history buff that I know you are?
I think it's funny Andrew Joss is going to fucking rent this shit.
Oh. I still think my favorite is Lincoln blowing her. That, or her blowing Lincoln.
Do have a request out there. We would love to hear from you. 1-866-LV-ROCK.
Oh, shit.
1-866-587-6257. Try that.
I don't know what president it is, but one of them's obviously fucking her from behind. He's got her arm held back and is covering her mouth. That is awesome.
Yes, this isn't pornographic at all. No.
These are all oil. You know the paintings aren't all that great.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's Clinton.
Does the president at least look like they should?
Some do. Oh, I bet you that's Jimmy Carter.
What is that, like, pulp?
Is there a peanut around?
I don't know. I don't know who. I mean, she's really not, like I said, she's really not all that good.
It's not that great of an artist, however.
But the subject matter is intriguing. Where's the one of her blowing Lincoln? That is phenomenal. It's guys, the one of her blowing Lincoln, it's the second row, third from the end. I'm just wondering how many times she had to have sex on camera to get the positions just right.
Hey, that's a good point. Reference material.
That's, man.
Or she just looked at porn and, you know, just found photos and images online and just put in a president. You know,
that could definitely be it.
So. Just think, one of these guys is Harrison. He only lived for like one day.
Oh, yeah, he's got president for 100 days.
Yeah, 100 days. He had pneumonia.
100 days.
Oh, hey, but he gets the fucking chick, though. So have you ever actually seen the actual Justine? Like, have you actually seen her?
No, I haven't seen her. Let's see if it's in her bio.
Is she at least? Yeah, she better be damn well be at least decent looking.
I don't think so.
Oh.
She was born in 85, though, so she's young. She could potentially be hot.
I like that. Potentially be hot.
Well, I mean, if the picture is true, then she's a hot little Asian chick, which is kind of cool. Huh. I don't know. I'm a little weirded out at the whole here. These are oil paintings of me having sex with presidents in chronological order. That's the best part, is chronological order. You know.
I mean, would you do it any other way?
Alphabetical.
Well, here's the thing. You know, at one point she had been. She's
you
like,
know what? If Obama was first, she'd be fucking nobody else.
That'd
in
be the
picture.
End of it. I'm just wondering if she's like, if she's doing Herbert Hoover in her back of her head. She's going, God, I can't wait to get to Clinton. God, I can't wait to get to Clinton. God, I can't wait to get to Clinton. You know, next
fucking
up.
Taft. You know, she's like, mustache rides with Taft. You
yeah.
Know?
You know what? They should have Woodrow Wilson. He should be in the corner fucking jacking off. He should be in the corner jacking off because, you know, he ain't fucking
yeah,
her. He'd be like,
wait. Rev in the chat room just goes, I want to see your fucking Taft in a bathtub.
There you go. Grant, squirt. Thanks, Jiznab. No, you know, it's a little.
So wait.
Garfield at the train station before he gets shot.
There you go. No, that was it Garfield?
Lincoln
yeah,
in the. Garfield, oh, yeah. No. It's Kennedy. She's blowing him in the car, but his head's already back and to the left. Mr. President. Oh, my God. Wow. That was such a spasm. Did you come? No, I died. Wow. FDR in the wheelchair.
Oh, my God. That's.
She could do the one with Eisenhower, but she'd have to have a strap on fucking him in a dress.
Oh. Yikes.
Oh, shit. She's probably writing this down right now, too. She's trying to get all these ideas.
These guys are geniuses. Now, to be fair, we did contact her to see about doing an interview and didn't hear anything back from her.
Not that her phone could do anything about it.
Well, who knows?
Coolidge.
Coolidge. Wow. There are some Coolidge. Great names on there you don't ever think of, you know?
Yeah, only our presidents.
Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? It was great, except some Asian bitch came in and started blowing my husband in the middle of it. Wow.
Buchanan. You know he was a president, right?
Yeah. What else? Nixon?
Oh, God.
Oh, Nixon, not a
no dick.
He just shakes his jowls at her. That's all he does.
They don't call me Tricky Dick for nothing, honey.
Or it's the nose. The nose that they used, the prosthetic nose they used in The Watchmen.
Oh, God, that enormous nose.
It fucking looked like a dick.
Reagan, my throat squirted vomit and blood.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Hey, everybody. Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanusHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanusHosting.com right now. Check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com.
tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. A tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. A tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. A tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
You know,
I need some brave people to help us troubleshoot because, as typical, nothing works until we make it work. Give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. We want to make sure our phone lines are working properly now. You know, I was just looking at the chat room here during the break. Decaf decided he was going to quit after the show.
Mm-hmm. And Jiznab just keeps repeating the same tired line over and over again. See, the part that makes comedy funny is mixing up a little bit. See, now, if I were to say that I fucked your mother again, that would just be repeating the same joke I said earlier. Mm-hmm. So this time what I'll say is I actually fucked your father while he was fucking your sister.
Father.
While she was going down on your mother.
Wait, following, okay.
While you were being born. And then we
the aristocrats.
Up with the aristocrats. Thank you. That's
very nice.
Comedy.
All right. Let's see if this works. Spank Wagon Radio. You're on the air.
Okay. Does this make me brave or stupid? Which is it?
Well, brave. Can you hear me?
Yes. You are much better. I will say that.
All right.
So we know that our phone line works. Rev, thank you very much. So how you doing, Rev?
I would be better if I had more liquor here, but I just ran out, and I'm like, fuck.
For those of you that don't know, Reverend Hammer, a.k.a. Rob a Liquor Store, sitting in the chat room.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Hey, you fuckers.
What?
Since I've got you here, both you and Murphy, why haven't you answered my goddamn email?
I have answered your email. What? The one about video content?
Yeah, because you guys are all big about this Nation of Spank.
That's right.
And I've been a long time listener, even though there's been a few gaps, you know, due to life. And I definitely want to do shit. What the fuck? How? Help me here, guys. I need.
You do
got
to.
I want to pimp this mother out, man.
You do got a good point, man. Because we did broadcast, and we put Nation of Spank on the map. You know what? It's kind of hard because we had no studio. We had nothing to really.
I understand that shit got in the way, and you know it was unfortunate. But like I was saying, and maybe you know the listeners, you know, in the chat and in the podcast, whatever, can maybe even give me an idea.
Too low.
If somebody can get me copies of the video of the episodes of Spank Wagon that are available, even if it's not you guys, loyal listeners, I will make commercials.
We've got
and
that.
Same our listeners that help out, I will put them in the credits and whatnot.
The problem,
I don't know if they would want to be anywhere near associated with me.
The problem, Rev, the problem with that, though, is that the videos, I can get them to you, it's not a problem, but they're in an FLV format. Which I found
I can convert
is
it, that's fine.
Yeah, they're just horrible to they're just absolutely horrible to edit and to deal with. I've tried a couple of times. But you know what? I will go ahead and I will get those to you. I'll get you a couple of episodes and get you everything you need on that.
Oh, I would seriously appreciate that, man.
Not a problem, sir.
Because I got to make fun of you guys somehow.
Oh, yeah, because we don't do it enough
to each other. In a loving sort of way.
Oh, in a loving, caring, cart-pushing kind of way.
Love me in the
and I don't mean that
way.
In a dinner and movie sort of way. Oh, okay. Just
so you know. That's just creepy.
I love you, man. Not in a gay way.
In an El DeBarge kind of way?
No, like in a prison way.
Ah.
Holy
Yo,
shit.
Yo, my prison bitch.
Oh, yeah. God. I haven't heard that shit
it's
in
been
ages.
A long time. All right, Rev. Thank you very much for calling and helping us out. All
right.
Hey,
later,
hold on. Don't cut him off yet.
Oh, wait.
Don't cut him off.
Okay.
All right. I just want to say that... We are going to promote Nation of Spank more, man. I know. We it's been bad because we've had, you know, we just had to find a studio. I've been really busy with my schedule in school and everything like that. But, you know, and I'd say, in, like, give us a couple weeks and then we really get to launch it the way that we really wanted to launch it. All right, man?
Can I hold you guys to it?
Yes.
No.
Okay, which is it? I mean, I've known Trent for a long
Rev,
time.
Rev, you can hold us to it.
I know.
You can hold us to it.
More leaning towards believing decaf, so.
Oh.
You can hold us to it, dude. We'll be doing it. You know what? I want to say thank you so much for hanging with us the whole time while we were homeless and broadcasting out of wherever we could find an internet connection.
No, tell me about it.
We were really close one night to having a broadcast out of a Panera Bread.
We've done that. You guys should do that.
We've done that. Remember, if one of the first shows after Claude left and you had to take the week off, he did it from a Panera Bread on Skype, and I put him in through the board.
Oh, and they got mad. He was sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Damn, that must have been one of my gaps. I was gone, unfortunately. So,
well,
I heard about it, but I was like, and by the way,
okay.
Speaking of Skype.
Skype.
Have you guys ever thought about dropping the phone for Skype?
We have, but not everyone has Skype, and the whole... It needs a machine to run.
More people have a telephone than a computer.
Okay, you can't explain.
Not our listeners.
You can't explain to drunk white girls what Skype is. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. You tell Skype.
Hey,
yeah,
you
they
can
don't
assign
know.
A phone line to Skype.
You can, but the problem is there's some audio input issues on the machines we have in the studio.
You know, we've tried it before. It didn't work out as great, so we're just going to stick with the phone. Matter of fact, because we were trying Skype before we put in a real Comrex, which, by the way, that audio artifacting we're hearing right now is in alignment with the lights flashing. So it's a grounding issue on one of these devices.
Ah.
Suck ass.
So does that mean you could, like, go touch something and you probably get 120 through the finger or whatever?
I have at least three times tonight.
Yeah. That's the one thing about this new studio. Like, you touch the wrong thing in the studio and you're laid out cold.
What was great is I was actually putting in a new thermostat out in the here in the studio, so we took it out of the green room, and I forgot to turn it off. Yeah, look at me. Yeah, I forgot to turn it off, and I kept jolting myself with just a little, just enough voltage to go, I really ought to go out there and turn this off. But
hey, 120 won't kill you.
No.
That'll just make you real uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I've been there before. It's not bad.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, Rev.
Thanks, Rev. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, catch you guys later.
All right, we got a call in another line, so let's test that out. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Oh, see, I could hear you. I thought that it was like a party line.
No, it wasn't a party line. We just we didn't want to press our luck and have two people on the phones at the same time.
Let's just concentrate on getting one working at a shot.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
But that audio buzz we're hearing, I don't know if you guys can hear that home. But the audio buzz we're hearing in our ears is the fucking lights on this thing. So obviously
we probably got too much shared power.
Yeah, I gotta ground something.
Yeah, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it.
All right. So Vert, how you doing? Now you can hear us.
So what's up, Vert?
Yeah, while we were doing that, I could hear you fine over the phone.
Good, good. Awesome. See, I got it working. Yay, me!
Yippee!
Woo!
Yay. Hey, Vert.
You
fucking a bitch tonight?
The volume is not as high as it needs to be.
That sounds like excuses, man. Come on, man. You got more excuses than Fox News for trying to knock Obama.
Jiznap, stop jerking off to the sound of my voice. Christ on a crutch.
Oh,
this guy's got a serious heart on me.
All right, Bert, thanks for calling in, man.
Yep.
Thanks, just Bert. All right.
Awesome. So let's go from one douchebag move to another, shall we?
Okay, go for it.
This came out a while ago. I don't know how we managed to miss it, but we did. And I want to put the camera on Decaf because this is the kind of reaction that you just can't beat. There we go. Decaf, go ahead and look right into the camera as I'm reading this. I'm going to zoom in here. I do love the studio. The new studio's lit. We can see you now. We don't have to wait for you to smile in order to frame you up. All right, so ready for this?
Oh, I got to say Robert Liquor Store's joke, man. He said, fucking a bitch about as possible as finding a condom machine in the Vatican.
Jesus. Nice. Way to go, Rev.
Oh, my God.
All right, so does everybody know Buffalo Bills offensive tackle Demetrius Bell? Does everyone know who that is?
Oh, Buffalo Bills.
I guess we'll learn here in a minute.
He is Carl Malone's illegitimate son.
Oh, is he?
Now, a year ago, I can't believe we missed this a year ago. Bell got drafted and tried to get in contact with his famous father. And, well, I'll just read you the article. Now, remember, this is Carl Malone, the mailman, a pretty stand-up guy from Utah.
Truck driver,
lives in Utah, played for the Jazz. Does he still play?
No, he's been retired for years.
Yeah, retired for the Jazz. So when they met for the first time, Bell was 18, and Malone delivered a harsh message that, according to several reports, amounted to, "It's too late for me to be your father. You'll earn money on your own."
Damn.
God damn!
Wow.
It's too late, baby, now.
But, you know, I don't mind that, actually.
I don't claim your black ass. That's fucked up.
You know what? Malone is absolutely right in that sense.
But that's not him saying it's too late for me to be your father because you've already learned everything you need to be a man.
They say that I ain't going to fucking help you.
You know what? But that's just it. That's just it. That's just it. Most people who do that are looking for a paycheck.
I don't think he was looking for a paycheck.
You don't think. No, one, we don't know the truth. He could have, and then Malone shot him down well before he tried.
Hold on. He was 18, which means he's not going to get any money out of him anyway. Number two, he had just been drafted by the Buffalo Bills. So what's the Football League minimum this year? Or an 08?
I think like $650,000.
$650,000, even if he plays for 1 year. That's $500,000. And he's like, I ain't giving you a penny. It's like, I don't think he's really asking for money there, mailman. I think he just wanted to say, hi, Dad.
The white bitch has got him strapped.
Wow.
He's like, God damn it, I can't give you no money. I give my money to motherfucking Melissa and Heidi and fucking Bridget.
And Lucretia.
Lucretia.
Nah, Lucretia's not.
God damn.
I don't think Lucretia's on his list, though.
But that's cold. That's fucked up.
That is some fucked up shit, but
sorry, man, I ain't gonna be your daddy.
You know what? I don't think Malone is in the wrong, and I don't have a problem with him saying that.
Because the dude is over. If the dude was under 18 years old, say he was in high school, he's saying, can you help me out? High school, whatever. Okay, but it's an adult now. It is fucked up what you say. But at the same time, if you found out someone, well, that's a question then. If you did find out that somebody was your son.
if he finds out. You know there's another little 30, trench running 40, out there somewhere.
Yeah. And they came highly and asked me for that. Money. You know, I'm fucked up, dog. I don't got this. I got that. But you're my dad. Can you help me out? Would you help him out? You say, fuck you.
Here. Watch this. I get to continue the conversation and throw him under the bus at the same time. Watch
all
this.
Right, all right.
Hey, Trencher, what if your girlfriend says to you, I'm pregnant now, that you have a girlfriend, and that you are sexually active, and you guys break it off. 18 years from now, a little kid shows up and says, hi, I'd just like to be your son for just like 15 minutes.
You know, in all honesty, I wouldn't have an answer for you for... I don't have an answer for you. I wouldn't have an answer unless that had actually happened.
Under the bus. This is great. Everybody who's currently having sex with a significant other, not themselves, raise their hand.
Wait, run that by me one more time.
Everybody who's currently having sex with a significant other, that's not themselves, please raise your hand. Look at that! Woohoo!
Thanks for your phone call.
Wow.
Whoa.
Look at
dude,
that.
Dude, I got a great-ass fucking blowjob after your phone call, dude.
You got a what?
I said I got a great-ass blowjob right after your phone call, after you called and say, you know, I don't know what you said to her. Next thing
you
I
don't know.
Know
what I said to her?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm confused.
Last week, Decaf's wife, Decaf called, and I talked to his wife, and I said to Decaf, I said to her, I said, Betty, repeat everything I'm about to tell you. Okay. Say yes. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Say, that sounds good. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, say something or other. So, okay. As he walks away, I said, hand the phone back to Decaf. I put Decaf on the phone. I'm like, all right, I just told her that she's going to blow you. She said, okay. Dude, she had no idea. She had no idea that I told you that. I was like getting you all prepped up to get a blowjob and not to get one.
You didn't
and
say anything
she,
to her.
She didn't know. She
that's
didn't know.
Even funny. That's even funny.
And then she went that's down great. And slobbed. Look at that. Goddamn, I get everybody laid. I'm like the pussy matchmaker.
Hotel sex.
Oh,
so dude, wait a minute,
dude. The bed was so fucking hard that when I couldn't, I had to go doggy style because my knees couldn't dig in far enough.
This is great.
My knees couldn't go deep enough into the bed to fucking regularly.
So you had phenomenal sex because of me, and Trencher.
First time in 3 months, my friend. Thank
really.
You.
And Trencher, you're having sex because of me, right?
Yes.
I hooked Trench up with his girlfriend. I said, dude, you got to give this girl a shot. You guys have a lot in common. I remember Trench was like, no, man, I don't think I'm really ready for that. I'm like, no, dude, you should give it a shot. She's really cool. No, man, you know, I think I just kind of want to be alone for a while. You know, I'm like, dude, you and this girl have a lot in common, and you guys will be a great compliment to each other. I don't know. Now it's, yeah, dude, it's great. You know what the best part was? The best part was he called me up. Dude, I came. That was so great. Trencher, for those of you that don't know, Trencher had a problem with sex. And that's because,
and I mentioned this on the show several times before.
Because his ex-wife is a harpy, and the only reason they would have sex is so she could, you know, be filled up with man sperm. Did she, when she would, when
let's
you would come inside
about
of
sex, baby.
When you would
let's
come
talk
inside
about
of her.
You and me and all the good things that Murphy does.
That's right.
For us. Let's talk about
I
sex.
I get everybody laid. That's it. When you would come in her, would she do a handstand so none of it dribbled out? And she tried to get. How many times? I'm really throwing you under the bus. How many times did you and your girlfriend? What are we going to call her? We have to come up with a name for
well,
her.
Well, we'll come up.
I got
the
it. So how many times did you and the trench friend have have sex,
creepy.
And you didn't come? Which to her is known as bonus time. Usually it's you're done. Not this time. How many times was it?
It's happened a couple times.
Like four or five times?
Less than.
And then you got through that mental block and realized that she wasn't just trying to steal your dreams and crush all your hopes and aspirations.
Yeah.
This motherfucker watched a nutcracker.
Well, you know, and it was actually, I was scared senseless. Yeah. I was, you know, scared that it was like going to have this problem forever. And yeah, that's not a problem anymore.
You really didn't come? Holy shit.
Now
let's, I think that's an impossibility.
Now I want to ask you something, and this is going to be kind of uncomfortable.
Wow, here we go.
I've heard that this girl has some significant oral talent. Have you come in her mouth yet?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
What about on the boobs?
Yeah.
Really? Painted the old map of Hawaii across the chest there? The old pearl necklace? Should we get her on the phone? I'll call her.
I know you would.
Have you? So you've painted the boobs?
Yeah.
What about the ass? Have you painted the ass?
No.
You haven't?
No. Not yet.
No. You guys are still in that cute phase of the relationship where you have sex, you have to look at each other's eyes?
No.
No? Oh, no. So you are fucking her from behind? As Rev would say, ramming through her back door like a SWAT team at the crack house, which is the best line he's ever come up with.
Ever.
All right, so you're hitting it from behind?
I'm hitting it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite position so far with this girl?
Yeah, I'm hitting it.
This girl.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this girl, she's freaky, right? Like she's this is like the kind of sex where you both slip off the bed at the same time and don't stop when you hit the floor, right?
Right.
What's the freakiest thing she's done so far?
No comment.
No comment.
Not going that route. Not going.
Come on.
No.
I'll tell you the freakiest thing my wife's done.
Okay, go for it.
Dude, it was last night.
Oh Jesus.
Last night we were gonna have awesome sex last night. We were like, okay, we're gonna have great sex tonight. We have to plan this out now because she gets home late or I get home late
right.
or I'm here till like fucking 11:30 at night. She says to me, honey, come home. We'll watch some TV. We'll play Left 4 Dead. She's all about Left 4 Dead, by the way. My wife loves that game. And then we're going to have awesome sex. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm totally fucking down for this. If anybody who's married, you can attest to the fact that sometimes you just have to schedule sex. So let me turn this here. So we get, you know, we're naked. We're taking a shower. A little touchy feeling happening. I have not had my vasectomy yet. Do not want any more children. I can't stress this up. Do not want any more children. I love my children. Don't get me wrong. I love my kids. I have like 18 of them. No more. I'm done. It's time for me to start putting money in college funds and then in a boat fund for when I'm like 60. We go into the bedroom. I was like, all right, it's time to have some sex. Grab the, open up the drawer, reach in, looking for the condom. Denied. I'm out. No condoms. Fuck. My wife's not on birth control right now. No condoms. Fuck! No, really? No. And she looks at me and says, that's okay, honey. We can take care of that. Score! Winner is me! So, I'm sure you guys have all seen it on E-Fox and it's all over the internet, that technique on how to make a girl come every time. I guarantee you it works. Find it on E-Fox. There's this little technique you do with the two fingers and the hand. And here, let me bring this out here. And you do this, and you basically get the two fingers in, and you're holding her like a bowling ball, basically. And there's something about the fingers. And remember, guys, when you do this, you got to curl the fingers up. Get the fingers up to get the G-spot, and the palm of the hand winds up right there, winds up getting
the clit.
You
have to put Jerry Curl juice on it?
Actually, they recommend grapeseed oil as a lubricant because it's all natural.
Grape soda?
No. Getting all excited. So I give her one of those, flip her over, got one finger in her ass, one finger in her snatch, you know, tongue in her ass. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. I'm like, she's like, okay, your turn. I'm like, woohoo. So, of course, it's just lay down. That's all I do. I don't like blowjobs kneeling. I don't like blowjobs standing because if I come, I'm going to pass out and fall over. And I don't want to, as much as I love oral sex, I don't want to risk a serious head injury for it, okay? So I'm laying there and I'm having a good time and I feel her licking the balls and the backside. I love the backside of my balls.
Yeah,
like,
it's nothing better than that, man.
And then.
That's Vicky twitching. Oh, you're like,
and then she puts a tongue in my ass. And I'm like, oh, I didn't ask for it. Usually to get a little anal action, I have to ask because I have to be in a specific mood. She's like, nope. Well, we had taken a shower. She said, nope, you're getting it. And I was like, okay.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't like it.
Let me ask you a question.
If you go past the first knuckle. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it like with me, eating the ass is just like a normal motion. For a girl, they have to like work up to it. And every once in a while, they may put a tongue in there if it's like, dude, I'm just like, pussy, ass, back to pussy. I mean,
my wife will eat ass. No matter what. Okay, honey. Usually, though, she waits for me to kind of indicate, you know, like you're getting your blowjob and she's licking the balls and you kind of spread the legs and kind of stick your ass out a little bit. She kind of waits for me to indicate.
You never tuck a pillow under? To get higher arch?
I've done that, but here we go, right under the bus. I actually prefer having her do that with me kneeling, but then I feel too much like a chick. And it's like... I'm like, but man, goddamn, working the cock and licking the ass, I'm telling you, it is
amazing.
It's amazing. Now, Trench.
She stars and shit.
Your ass is kind of a weird, sensitive area because of your digestive issues.
Yeah, I got spastic fucking colon, so nothing
you know what's great, though?
Is safer on
Here's the great part about that. We've always made fun of you for that. The issue has declined, hasn't
the
it?
The issue has completely declined.
You can drink beer now, guys. Why?
Oh, really?
He's heartbeat
free. It's stress. Pure and simple stress. I won't lie.
Your body for years was telling you, get rid of this bitch.
We are going to shit everything until you get rid of her.
That is awesome. So now you can drink beer and eat normal food.
You know what? I don't eat normal food because mostly because I've realized I lost all the weight.
You'll start to. Well, I mean, I'm not saying you're going out and sucking down a cheeseburger every 45 minutes like me and Decaf. Because I do love me some cheeseburgers. But you can eat normally now. So now that your ass is kind of no longer a danger zone in that aspect, do you think you'd be up for that?
No.
Just not your thing?
Not my thing.
You never know. And remember, guys, I cannot stress enough to you, if you're going to ask your lady to do this, and you have to be very secure in your relationship to ask for that.
Eat my fucking ass, bitch!
Yeah, you can't walk up. You can't.
You know. Fucking hoe! Spread it. Yeah. God damn it.
Get your tongue in that shit.
They try to kiss me afterwards. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, my wife's smart. She knows. She goes in the bathroom, brushes her teeth.
Eat my ass.
I'll eat my wife's ass after a bike ride. I don't care. I will get into that. I'm like,
Do you get on whiteboard that shit? Be like, yeah, eat my fucking ass, you fucking whore.
You know what? I can't say it out loud to her. I can't.
Yeah, it's hard to put eat vocalize. My ass in a sentence. You know what I'm saying? You're like, hey, baby, can you eat my ass?
No, it's always.
It's always like a fucking fat. Eat my ass.
Eat my ass.
It's always, can you do that thing,
please,
that I like you to do in that area that I don't like? God help me if she ever touches my asshole and I'm not ready for it, I just clench up. Like, and you guys have seen my ass. My ass is seriously the most muscular thing on my...
Unfortunately, everyone...
The ladies...
Everyone has seen Blumpkins, your ass.
Exactly. The ladies can attest, I have a very firm, tight ass. I do love it. But that will clench up, and I have no control over it. The muscles just lock down. It's like, lock down, motherfucker, lock down! Don't touch my ass unless either A, I'm asking for it, or B, I'm at least expecting it. Don't just randomly... No! No, now I can't shit for a week.
So you have ass shyness?
I have ass shyness. I have anal shyness. That's really the best way to put it. I have anal shyness.
Wow.
So you haven't had your ass eaten out lately, Churcher? At all?
Ever in my life. And
never?
I don't think I plan on that.
You know.
Then again, apparently, according to Murphy, you shouldn't plan, or maybe you should.
No. There is. Look, when you know it's going to happen, you need to prepare. You need to plan. First off, you have soup for lunch. Secondly, you take a shower. And thirdly, you have some baby wipes. Because there is
baby wipes.
Baby wipes. You don't want swamp ass back there. You know what? Look, it's bad enough when you've been sweating in your short in your jeans all day.
Well, you have to take a shower before. You got to. Like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But in that rare instance where you can't go right from the shower to the boudoir.
the boudoir. And,
sometimes dirty ass ain't that bad.
Yeah,
get a little toilet tissue, so that's the crunch. Little toilet tissue.
One time, I gotta tell this story.
Toilet tissue crumps.
Oh God, I gotta tell this story. One time, I had this girl I was dating, and she loved it when I ate her ass. She loved it, and like I said again, I'm the kind
she,
of guy.
She told she got up. She's like, I love it when you eat my ass.
Actually, it was more.
Come back tomorrow
when you eat my ass. But so one night we went to dinner. We came back, and she's like, oh, I don't really want to take a shower. I'm like, oh, that's fine. So we're having sex, and I'm starting to go down on her. She's like, oh, yeah. I don't mind going down on a girl if she hasn't had a shower. I like to taste a girl. I don't want to taste soap.
Yeah,
but she rolls over. I'm like, all right. She wants me to eat her ass, sticks her ass in the air, and there's a little bit of poo on the ring. And that's when you say to yourself, how do you broach that situation?
Wipe it down with some tissue to eat it.
See, no, it needs to be, because in that situation, you know she hasn't wiped it right, and I sat that. I thought in my head, I'm like, when was the last time she went to the bathroom? And I'm thinking, not the whole time I've seen her
today.
So you
use baby wipes?
That means that crap has that little bit of poo has been stuck to her asshole all day. That's not the sort of thing you can wipe. That has to be cleaned. So she's got her ass in the air, and she's ready for it. She's waiting for it, and I was like, how do I tell this girl that I'm not eating her ass with shit stuck to it? And it's like, well, I got to do it, but I can't do it. So I did what any good trooper would do. I stuck my thumb, because it was right across the top. I stuck my thumb on the poo, and I just tucked the tip of my thumb into her asshole, and then I licked all the bottom. I just stuck with the bottom. Because that seemed clean.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a cuisine. I like that.
You've got to.
I would just ate the poo. tastes like chocolate. Tastes
God damn,
baby. You got peanut butter jelly?
Oh, Jesus.
Tastes like hepatitis.
Yeah, tasty like a coli.
Baby, I love eating your ass. Did you have corn chowder?
Put a spoon in that motherfucker, scrape the sides.
Oh, see, no, no. Wow. See.
Wow. Spread that shit up. Let's spread,
Is it almost time for the Poontang playlist?
For the Poontang playlist.
Spread that shit in a bagel.
The difference between our show is we talk about eating a girl's ass. On the King Hess show, they talk about eating another dude's ass. And not even a she-male ass. Did we have that conversation on air or off air? Oh, about why we're gonna do this segment next week, and we got to do it as why dating a she-male is the perfect thing in the world.
Oh God, that's all you. Go ahead and write that one. That's all you.
You know what else? I don't think we have time for it tonight, but we will do it soon. Why I hate Nickelback. That's gonna be one of those conversations.
Oh, we got plenty
because
of time
they're
for that.
Because they play every radio station 85
times.
Times
you know
a day.
I don't care so much about that. It's the cookie cutter. Painful rock that really does include. You know, we'll do. I'll tell you what.
I've seen your portrait, so I'm afraid.
On MRAF this week, we'll have a long discussion as to why I hate Nickelback. That'll be great. For those of you that don't listen to MRAF,
shameless plug.
It is live every Tuesday here on spankwagon.net and LV Rocks, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Absolutely check it out. It's a great show. This week, Back to Basics was a whole lot of fun. I had a lot of great time with that show, and I want to thank both of you that listen to it, one of you being Trench. No one listens to my show live. I don't understand why. You're telling me the podcast numbers are good?
Yeah.
But the live show, no one tunes in. And the only time anyone tunes in is when I have someone in the studio and they invite people and those people listen.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. I know it's Tuesday. Yeah. It's like 9 o'clock, but it's a good music show. It's all music. Yeah. I mean, I think the longest thing I've ever had on the show was when I ruined Christmas for my daughter. That was
pretty funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, you're 21 episodes into it now, so.
21 episodes.
And the best one was our Motown show.
The Motown show was outstanding. I love that show. What was that show called?
The Motown show.
No, it wasn't called the Motown show.
It was called Murphy and
Murphy Estevan and the Negro Sound Machine. That was outstanding. I love that show.
That was an outstanding show.
Absolutely, listen to it. So we got to take a break in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, we got about a minute and 10 seconds before we have to cut to a break.
But it 09.
Our little timing is a bit off. You know, first time in the studio. Yeah. First time actually. You know, and this is weird. Like we haven't had like people just floating around us. And
I know.
This is
a million things
weird.
Going on.
So weird to actually be in a studio. But we do want to hear from you guys. Other than Vert and Rev, we love you, but we want to hear some more. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Of course, you can go to spankwagon.net.
Why is Jiznab fascinated with the idea of me sucking penis?
I don't know why Jiznab is so hard for you being
Jiznab,
gay.
I don't like you like that. I'm sorry. We're
you
just
have to have
friends.
Boobs. You really need to have boobs if you want
friends.
To like it like that.
We're just friends.
So, you know, hey, we got a caller real quick. So let's see who's on the line. Spankwagon Radio. Hello.
Caller, you are on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh,
I think I know who this is.
That.
Who is this?
I would give you the world. Hello.
I can hardly hear you.
I will love you like that.
Damn it. I mean, this phone.
Dirty D, is this you?
Turn
your radio down.
Now.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Well, you know what? First, we need to go to a break, so we're going to put you on
no.
hold.
We'll be back.
No.
D, no, hold no. on for us, sweetie. Hold on, okay?
When the radio is on the air.
Yeah, you know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, take my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
.net.
I just want to be a cracker.
Let me. All right, Dirty D, you still with us?
Yes.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
How's our audio now? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hi, D.
Hi.
You just gave me a hard
on. Oh, do that again.
Hi.
One more time.
How are you?
Like I'm spending $1.99 a minute.
What are you doing?
touching myself inappropriately. What are you doing?
$1.99, cheap motherfucker, and then you go 99 cents for me.
Yeah, $1.99, Kane is hosting. Wait.
Hi, D.
Hi.
Now, everybody in the studio knows we owe D a huge debt of thanks.
Monster debt of thanks.
I haven't even listened to that yet.
Oh.
I know. I'm evil, awful person.
Bad girl. Bad.
Hold on. Oh.
You should be spanked.
Oh, oh now
put,
we
I
can
got
put
on hold. Hold. I got
okay,
put on
hold. She's putting us on hold. So the reason we love D is because bring that down. We'll bring it back up. Put her on hold so she hears us. Yeah. Okay, the reason we love D so much is because D hooked us up with the Rowdy Roddy Piper interview.
Yes.
Those of you that don't remember D, she is the promotions director, I guess, is the best way to put it.
As far as I can tell, anything that has to do with excuse me, marketing with Tony and Tina's wedding.
That's what she does.
Everything.
She is the person over at the Tony and Tina's wedding at the Planet Hollywood. She is fantastic. We love her to death. And if you are coming to town or if you live in town, call up. Tell her that you're a local. Tell her that you heard about the show on our show, and she'll hook you up with some fantastic deals. I think they've got some different ticket pricing for locals. And just mention you heard her on Spankwagon Radio, and she will take care of you. I know a lot of you guys come out to Vegas every once in a while. Rev, you need to get your ass out here eventually. Let's see if she's back yet.
All right.
Are we still on?
Nope, we're still on hold.
So D hooked us up with that, and it was kind of funny. I texted her this morning, hey, why didn't you tell me Kato Kaelin was coming to town? Kato Kaelin is the celebrity crasher this week.
Oh, okay.
Or this, I guess, next 2 weeks.
This
over at,
next couple weeks.
Over at PHO.
Dude, I would ask him some of the most uncomfortable questions ever.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you know what? I really wouldn't want to talk to Kato Kaelin. No offense to Kato Kaelin, just not someone I'd want to talk to.
Did the nigga do it or what? Did the nigga cut up the white bitch?
Roddy Piper, we have an hour interview. Kato Kaelin, 5.5 seconds.
I'm telling you guys, that Roddy Piper interview has got to be one of my favorite. I think it is my favorite. And those of you that haven't heard it, and you want to hear the whole thing, spankwagon.net. Go to the forums.
You have to sign up and be a member to the forum. By becoming a member to the forum, it allows you into the one area.
I'll make Kato start crying, though.
One area.
The Nation of Spank. And in the Nation of Spank.
In our little VIP room.
Yep. You can download the entire interview in its entirety and listen to the whole thing. Let's see if she's back.
All right.
Nope, not yet. She's working right now. She's listening to us at work. That's dedication right there. So she hooked us up with that Piper interview. You've got to listen to it. We have some prizes to give away still from that.
Yes, we do. We still have the autographed Roddy Piper action figure.
We have that, and we have some other
stuff. That's it. We still have that, and we still have the Watchmen poster.
And we have the Watchmen IMAX poster, which we've got to give away. And we're going to do an official announcement on that very soon. We have some really cool things coming up.
We're building the prize vault, dude.
Exactly. And you're going to want to be a part of this as we start to build this. As Rev mentioned, we've got some stuff coming up. He wants to do some video.
You with us, D?
Yeah.
There she is.
Sorry.
Hi, sweetie.
It's dead all night long. And then right before getting ready to close up, somebody decides to come
up. Wow. So this week up there, how long is Kato in for?
He's here for 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
He'll be in till the April, whatever the... Sometime in April.
Are we going to be able to interview him?
I don't trust probably. You guys.
Yeah, probably not.
Why? Because I'm going to ask her, did the nigga kill the bitch? Did the nigga fucking do it? Did he cut up the cracker bitch? Yes or fucking no?
Kato, did you sell him the knife that old?
Kato, we heard you were driving the Bronco that day. That could be bad. So, D, when are we going to get you back in studio?
When I don't work at night.
That's not ever going to happen. Yeah. You know what I love? I email back and forth with D, a couple of things. You and I email a couple of times a day, just bullshitting. And I noticed her emails the other day went from saying, sent from my BlackBerry, to saying, sent from my iPhone.
Really?
So I had to give her a little bit about that. I'm like, hey, when'd you get an iPhone? She's like, oh, I just got it.
I got it yesterday.
Sell out.
Very coy about that.
I am.
Welcome to the cult.
Hey, it was 25% off corporate discount. I couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, you can't do that actually at all.
That's fantastic. Now, D, what did you say you were going to do to Kato again?
If he's lucky.
Did they have a spastic colon?
what was it that you said you were going to do? I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
Are you sure it was nothing? I could have sworn you said something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I must be thinking about something Trench said he was going to do to decaf.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, man. I miss D. She's great. I love it when she was in the studio. She would hang out with us.
Literally.
D, can we get you in the studio and get you naked one day?
No.
Can we get naked?
You guys can certainly get naked.
Sweet. Rock on. So, Decaf, you take the front, I'll take the back, and we're all good?
I want the back.
All right, you have the back. I'll take the front.
I feel like eating her ass.
I
with Trench?
Hey, make what? Sure
no, Trench has to watch.
Make sure you have a little piece of poo still in your ass.
let's ask you that. Do you? So you don't like your asshole eaten?
It's a hell no.
Well, it's a toilet tissue crumbs. Just leave it in there. It's just like eating Captain Crunch.
I'm not going to ask you're eating.
It's magically delicious. Come on.
All right, D, we're going to cut you loose one more time. Tell everyone about the show, how they get tickets. Wow. One more time, D.
I miss you boys. I miss you guys so much.
Tell everyone, pimp your shit. Tell everyone exactly what they can get and where they can get it.
What are you talking about?
Your work. What you
Which
do.
Which one? Oh.
I'll take a piece of that action.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
That's more than a dollar, baby.
$1.99. Can't host is a competition.
And you get change.
I get change. Ouch. Well, come on, tell everyone real quick because we got to move on.
All right, Tony and Tina's wedding, $89.99 for general admission, $140.80 for VIP. But for locals.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Two locals and poor broke niggas. What's our price?
2-for-1 if you come see me this weekend.
Yeah!
Look at that. Locals, those of you in Vegas, 2-for-1. Go see Dirty D this weekend. Tell the boys from Spank Argan sent you.
Absolutely. We'll give you a little kickback.
And ask her what she's done to Kato Kalin tonight.
You just put the jizz back? What?
He's going to be here for 2 weeks. I got plenty of time.
Oh, nice. All I can say is I know the iPhone's got a camera. I want evidence. All right, D, we love you, sweetie.
You want to see Kato's dick?
No, I want to see her sucking it. All right. D, we love you, sweetie. We'll talk to you later.
Love you, boys. Right, bye-bye. Later.
I love how we brutalize her, and she just lets us do it. So
the 3 phone calls in one night?
I know. This is great. Finally, all the listeners we gained on our roadshow are calling in. It's fantastic.
All right. So now I know we're about ready to close up, but we cannot let this go and not talk about this.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Trench?
What?
Do you have yourself a ShamWow?
You know, I actually have one at work.
You have a ShamWow? Yes. What about, do you have a Slap Chop?
No.
Do you have a Slap Chop there, Decaf?
No, I got something worse than both of them.
What do you got? A Snuggie.
Yes. I got 4 fucking Snuggies.
Well, guys, get those dialing fingers out because now all of us need to go and buy ourselves some ShamWows and a Slap Chop.
ShamWow!
Because guess what?
What's that?
ShamWow guy in Slap Chop bus, TV Petchman, battered hooker in South Beach hotel brawl.
What?
Meet Vince Schlomi.
ShamWow, you'll be saying wow every time you use this towel. It's like a chamois, it's like a towel, it's like a sponge. A regular towel doesn't work wet. This works wet or dry.
Hey, Vince.
The house.
Hey,
the car,
can you
the
use
boat,
it to soak up a hooker's
ShamWow
blood?
Holds 20 times its weight in liquid. Look at this. It just does the work. Why do you want to work twice as hard? Doesn't trip.
So let's break it down for what happened, you guys. Vince Schlomi, who, by the way, is 44 years old.
I know. I was looking at it.
Vince was in Florida. He was down at a club getting his swerve on.
Okay, how does a guy with a lazy eye like that get a swerve on?
I think it's the headset.
Hey, baby,
mic.
I was looking at you and her,
well,
too.
I'll tell you exactly how he got his swerve on. He took his
ShamWow.
He's out there on the dance floor meeting with a girl, and she says, for $1,000, I will fuck you. And he said, okay. So they go back to the
she
lavish.
She says, okay.
What's his hotel? I can't find the name of the hotel. So he, Shlomi meets a nice girl by the name of Sasha Harris at a Miami Beach nightclub. On February 7th, subsequently retired with her to his $750 a night lavish Sentai hotel. Shlomi told the police he paid Harris about $1,000 in cash after she propositioned him for straight sex. Shlomi said,
"How you proposition for straight sex?
Don't stick it in my ass.
Yeah, don't stick it in my ass.
Don't stick it in my ass. It only costs you a grand." Shlomi told the cops he paid Harris about $1,000. So they went back to his hotel. They started out. He kissed her. She bit his tongue and would not let go. So what did he do? He punched her repeatedly in the face. How great is that?
Wait. She bit him in the...
She bit a hold of his tongue and wouldn't let go. So, they're pulling one of these. So it's like, bam, bam, bam. Starts punching her in the face.
I would do the same.
Oh, this is great. So, all right, so let me see. Shlomi said that when he kissed Harris, she suddenly bit his tongue and would not let go. Shlomi then punched Harris several times until she released his tongue. The affidavit, which there's a copy on the website. I posted a link on the website there. says she sustained, at 4 a.m., by the way, sustained facial fractures and lacerations all over her face. She's picked, and there's mugshot pictures in there. She's actually quite cute. You can definitely tell that.
Is this before or after the swelling went down?
I think these are her before mugshots.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, she's been busted before.
Oh, yeah, twice. Wow. After freeing his tongue, a bleeding Shlomi ran to the lobby where security summoned the police. Harris refused to cooperate with the officers who recovered.
Billy Mays would never let himself get in this situation.
Don West would never get in this situation. They got the money back from him. He wouldn't talk to them. They both were drunk. I don't believe they arrested them, but eventually all the charges were dropped. But the best part of this whole thing
is the mugshot. They used a ShamWow to clean up the blood.
That's what I wanted.
Probably did.
But the mugshot is fantastic. The mugshot makes it absolutely
Is that
worth
her smiling, that motherfucker?
I'm not so much worried about her. Wow. In those commercials, you'd figure he's 24, 25. In this, that dude's looking every bit of that 44 years old.
Awesome.
Wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
ShamWow! Spankwagon Radio, bitches!
We got a lot of people to thank. First off, big thank you to all of our syndicates, 1077 The X, Door From Hell Radio.
Look over here, camera guy. I ain't got all night to show you.
Nice. Fox FM, whenever you come back, we love you anyway. KC Host Radio Network, LV Rocks, we're home!
Homecoming, bitches!
Radio X UK, when you come back from your break. Showdown Network, because we are the 2008 Showdown,
Show of the Year.
Showdown Network, Show of the Year. Steel City Radio, Trax Radio, we love you, Jody. And of course, Trax Radio, Australia. Big thank you to everybody who's been hanging out with us in the chat room. Air Mattress, Cyan, of course, Robba Liquor Store, Toe, and everybody else.
Dirty
Disney,
D, Virtual
Dirty
One.
Dirty D, Virtual One. We love y'all. Thank you very much.
All I want to say is everybody needs to go out, find a girl that has a little piece of shit still clinging on to some of their bristles of her hair and their asshole, and eat that motherfucker straight up like it's a goddamn Reese Pieces.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Dookie moment.
Hey, Zorster, this one's for you. Wait a minute. My system's all locked up now.
Uh-huh. All right. So,
spoken like a true Mac user.
I've been your host, Trench.
I'm Big Daddy. DJ.
There it is. I got it to work that time. I'm Murphy.
Oh, dookie dookie.
We want everybody to check it out. Spankwagon.net. Get to the forum. Get on Twitter.
Register on the forums. Get into the VIP.
Register
on the forums. All right. Really big shoe.
So real quick.
Fuck you, fuck your mothers, fuck your sisters.
I'd like to thank 30D for giving me something to jack off to tonight. Thank you, 30D.
Oh, God, her voice is phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
What I wouldn't give to paint a map of Hawaii across her tits. Again. No, not really. Bring the music bed down. Who the fuck shows up after the show? Thanks, Gia. Wow. We'll be right back.
is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Hail to the king, baby.
Noise, noise, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
What's up, dudes? King Ish. And King Ish. Hey, King. I don't even know what mic that is, dude. Here.
And Queen Hesh! Anybody want to see my titties?
That's a little higher pitch than normal. What happened?
I swallowed half of a Taco Bell!
No, I'm kidding. There's no Queen Hesh here tonight.
No, she's...
You might as well tell. Busted for solicitation, all right?
All right, she got busted.
She was holding, swore it wasn't her. She was just holding it for someone else, and bitch went down. What are you going to expect?
So no Queen Hesh this week in the Kingdom of Hesh. Just me. Me and the studio trolls.
So it's like 3 hours of pain is what you're telling us.
Not really. I'm going to play some bitchin' tunes tonight, dude.
Oh, really? So tell us, King. What are you going to play tonight?
Well, I got some new music tonight, dudes.
Wait. How can you have a Hesh show and have new music?
Well, I played some new music.
That's like a best of album with a new song on it.
Well, not quite, dude.
So what do you got then?
We have, and we're not going to, of course, feature them all in 1 hour. We're going to feature one each hour this show. We'll have another brand new Queensryche song off the new album, American Soldier.
Yeah!
Also, later on, dudes, we will have the new Heaven and Hell track. That's, of course, the band featuring Ronnie James. It's basically Black Sabbath without Ozzy. Dio. Tony Iommi.
Butler. Because he's doing that Osbourne's show now on Fox, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw clips of that. God. Jesus. What's that guy doing?
Hey, Hesh?
What?
What else you got?
And we have the new Steel Panther.
Steel Panther. Even I know who Steel Panther is. It's like the greatest 80s Hesh tribute band of all time.
It is, dude.
They play out here. They play at, was it Red Rock or Aliante Station? Play at one of those.
They play Fridays. They play at Green Valley, I think. And then Saturday nights, they play that. Is that the new casino?
I think it's Aliante.
Yeah,
they play out there.
And they have a new song called...
How can they have a song? They're a tribute band.
Well, they do some original stuff, like Big Boobs.
Okay, yeah.
You don't remember that tune, Big Boobs?
No, I don't. King, we have a present for you. I gotta give you these.
Oh, great.
Now, everybody knows King Hesh is like the ultimate stoner, right?
Right. That's an understatement, dude.
Exactly. And what does every stoner need?
Weed.
And?
A pipe.
And?
Papers.
And?
A bong.
God damn it, dude. Here, do me a favor. Take a toke real quick. I know. It's like right off the bat of the show. I know.
I was busy doing something.
I know. Look, load up the pipe because I want to give these to you, but I want it to be perfect because you can't appreciate these in a normal mode. And I know you just got here. You just rolled up. I don't think, were you hotboxing in the van outside?